After Yaakov is able to disguise himself and get the brachos from Yitzchak, Yitzchak's bracha to Yaakov begins, V'yitein lecha Elokim, Hashem should give you mitala shamayim, from the dew, mishmanei ha'aretz, from the fatness, from the good of this world, of the earth, v'rov dagon v'sirosh. But Rashi says that the word v'yitein is a strange use, and really it means yitein v'yachzor v'yitein. Hashem should give, and then give again. It should be a consistent but independent act of giving every single time. What exactly does it mean? Hashem should give us good things. We should be blessed with all good things, with abundance of all that we need. What does it mean? Yitain v'yachzor v'yitain, to give and to keep giving, but a new giving every single time. Rav Amital would quote from Simcha Banu Peshischa. Rav Simcha Banu Peshischa would say that the Nachash, in the beginning of creation, after the Nachash eats from the Eitz Hadas, it gets a punishment. And the punishment is, Al Gachoncha Seleich, V'afar Tochel Kol Yemei Chayecha. You're going to slither around in your belly, and you're going to eat dust the rest of your life. Well, not such a bad curse. That means there's always dust. There's always dirt. He's always going to be eating. Whenever he wants food, it's right there. He doesn't have to prepare it, call it, wait for it, grow it, harvest it. It's right there. He can eat it. How is this any kind of curse? Rav Chabanan Peshischa would explain that yes, the Nachash has unlimited and easy access all the time. And that is also a curse, because it never feels the dependence, the emunah, the bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It never feels the need to beg, to cry, to plead, to beseech HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, Hashem, help me to open our eyes, our hearts, to look to Shemayim and say, I need HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help. This is what the Nachash, yes, that was a bracha, but it was a curse. And this is the bracha that Yitzchak gives to Yaakov, that Hashem is going to yitain v'yachzor v'yitain, that he wants his descendants to have that endless, yes, you should never have to, you should have everything, but I want you all the time, every day, to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for this new kind of giving, for this great, the greatest bracha that we have is not that Hashem provides for us, but that we get to have a connection with Him. We get to call out to Him. This is why we daven. We don't daven so that Hashem knows what I need. We daven so that I'm able to daily and three times a day open up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, daven, cry, thank, all of those emotions, to have them in my life. That's the bracha that Yitzchak gives to Yaakov. Not that you should just have a lot of stuff, but you should have a lot of stuff in a way that each day you get to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu about it. As Rav Amital said, that Am Yisrael, they received this bracha, this land of Israel, where there will be political, security, economical problems, and a land that constantly needs the divine grace that is dependent only upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have seen this with our own eyes in the last number of weeks, that with all we are doing, we understand the great emunah that we have in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem will give us a land, but that land is going to require us to look up, to daven, to use our hearts and our words and our tefillos. And this is exactly the bracha that Yaakov gets from Yitzchak, that Hashem should give you and should continue to give. But every single day, we should talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu about it. Every single day, we should feel the connection in asking for those things.